by train.
Yeah.
And then play the next day.
Yeah. Yeah.
No air conditioning. They're all day games.
No air conditioning. Yeah. Yeah, windows wide open, yeah. The cool dust flying in on your face.
Well,
all I see is guys today. What would they have to
do? Exactly.
Damn
yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
But well, they're salary. That was the year that we had that horrible summer. Oh, it was so hot.
They died like flies.
People were dying like flies. 35, on the street 36. In St. Louis. Mm-hmm. It was just every day you'd pick up paper and
another 25, 30
yeah.
died.
Oh, just of heat, you mm-hmm. know. Mm-hmm. Oh, it was just terrible. And that was the worst. Mm-hmm. The work you ever lived, I think.
Well, we love too, Honey Bunch.
Yeah.
In the years off of the water.
That was really too bad.
Yeah.
That he had to, you know, have that arthritis, because after that, then his arm didn't. It came back a little bit, but not anything.
Yeah. Where did you go after?
See,
I guess you touched
him,
at it.
Then that's when they sent him to Minneapolis.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah,
yeah, they just kind of traded your contract
to
Minneapolis.
Oakland, and then we went back to San Antonio.
Yeah. All in 1 year.
Ball game in San Antonio.
Yeah, and then he
the
had
same
a good
summer.
Year down there.
17 and 10.
And that was in 39.
Mm-hmm.
And that was when Sandy was born.
Playing.
And then it's not coming back, so
mm-hmm.
we might as well quit.
Yeah. Came back.
We've had a good life ever since.
Gosh, yes.
And
well, I'll tell you, this is really interesting. Mm-hmm. I am so glad that I had a chance to talk to you.
Thank you.
You too. That,
sure enjoyed it.
And I'm going to do a good goodbye, I think, I hope.
If it can't come back for a reading.
That's right.
I hope all these memories are, we remembered it.
Yeah.
It's just, it's hard to remember all the facts.
Yeah.
But,
well, there are a lot of people like me that, you know, I think, you know, I am so amazed that, you know, that someone could play in the major leagues in the 1930s, you know, because it was so hard, because there were so few teams. You had to be so good. You know, they just didn't take anybody like they do now.
There were so many teams that
yeah,
playing there.
Yeah, there were so many teams, and you had to be good enough to make those teams.
Right.
And I am just in awe of you. You know, really, I know, really, I am. Just because that is
not as much as my folks.
That is super.
And
yeah, I have to get out. Maybe I can talk to Sandy.
Down my hometown.
Yeah.
Because I understand that somebody heard Jesus pitching today against the Yankees.
Oh yeah, just looking through that.
Right.
The you know the
and
the
Ronald Reagan.
The
Reagan, our former president, was an announcer from Des Moines.
Yeah.
And he couldn't pronounce my name.
Yeah.
You
know,
he had a hell of a time.
They used to call him Tutage.
Tutage.
Tutage. And that's how he got the nickname Toots.
Toots.
Because they couldn't pronounce his name.
Yeah.
You know, Toots. T-I-E-T.
Wayne
Toots.
Burns.
Yeah.
And who else? And the Chicago Tribune. Yeah. But Reagan was announcing from Des Moines.
Yeah.
That ball game I guess.
Yeah. Against the Yankees.
Yeah.
Yeah.
President Reagan.
Well, he was a good announcer.
Mm-hmm.
He was a very good
announcer.
Yeah.
Getting over ticker tape.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Real good.
Yeah. This book here, I just got it. Baseball uniforms of the 20th century. This, you know, this is just
something else, aren't they?
Yeah, this is something else.
Yeah, what they were.
1933.
Yeah.
Yeah, can you pick that? I can see that a little better here,
right.
Get in the light.
Uh-huh.
That's
St. Louis.
Now, the White Sox,
Chicago?
It was one of the few years where they had that? Is that the way? Is that the uniform they had with the bat through it?
Yeah, Simmons wore them like that down
that's
there.
That's Sandy.
That's Sandy.
That's our Sandy. Here?
Yeah. Yeah, that was one. No, see, this goes back to 1932.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Here's the Sox here.
Mm-hmm.
Where they had that with the with the bat through there.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And then they had a had another one with a little baseball and a cross bats in 32.
Yeah. Right.
But I thought I'd bring this over just to, you know, and it goes back every year since 1900.
Mm-hmm.
Of all the different uniforms, the road and away.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the road and home.
Mm-hmm. Wonderful.
Maybe you'd like to see this.
Oh my goodness. Well, sure. Now that's there it is with the bat right there. I'll be darned. See, I never knew there was a uniform like that until I got this book.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. With the signatures and the whole works. Mm-hmm. Well, I'll be darned.
Mule house up above up there. There's a mule up here. Mule house up there. And that mule there. Well, which one's mule? Here or here?
Must be the second one.
Mm-hmm.
Second
that's mule.
Yeah.
Here's Dice right here. Jimmy Austin. Zeke Meyer. Jimmy Austin over here. Jocker Common, former National League umpire.
You bet.
A hell of an umpire, boy, I tell you. He's a good umpire. Well, he became an umpire when we were coming back from the West Coast with Pittsburgh every year.
Mm-hmm.
A special train.
Mm-hmm.
He umpired a lot of ball games.
Mm-hmm.
He became an umpire that way.
You just on the way home.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Isn't that something? Can you find me there?
Well, I was looking. See, now I was looking. After seeing this last picture
there's
here.
Lanza, Blatt, Mercer. You look around there, there's Les Peasy up above, next to Phelps. And there's Kennedy there. Kennedy, then Phelps, and Peasy. Third one in. Right there. Yep. Not bad, huh?
You betcha. That's darn good. Oh, shucks. That is a great picture. I just love it.
There's Jimmy Jacks right here in the middle.
Yeah.
Mel Austin, hell of a third baseman. Years and years and years ago. St. Louis.
I was going to show you how we put this. I don't want that to break. God darn it. The Browns uniforms, I noticed, never changed in here. They were the same damn uniforms.
That's right.
They never changed their uniforms for anything.
Their sport jackets never changed there.
Here's the
mm-hmm.
Jimmy Austin.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. And then here Dykes with his two kids in 1940. Yep. Now he must still have been managing them then in mid-40. Yep. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
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 Real good.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Very good.
But, well, God darn it, I think I've got enough.
Good for you.
To give us a good write up. Make you and I both famous. Oh, yeah, there's, like I say, there's a lot of folks like myself that just think today's baseball, you know, it's fine to watch.
Right.
And it's good. Boy, those games the Twins are playing,
right?
They're exciting games and that. But to think back when there was 8-10 teams to a league, and the ball players had to be good to make it.
Played.
You weren't,
and you played every game. 3 weeks in a row.
Yeah. And you had to ride on trains, and you had to...
Now they fly
back
and forth. They're still bitch.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
You know, though, it's funny. Baseball has changed. It's so scientific now. You know, yeah, everything yeah, is so yeah. computerized.
Your manager calls the pitches in the dugout.
Yeah.
Or he's, in our days, nobody called the pitches. Yeah. We pitched and won the pitch. Is that right? The hell with you.
Yeah, what was it? The catcher is always looking over at the dugout. Yeah. Then he goes down and does this.
Yeah, right.
Did the catcher tell you what you wanted to pitch?
No. It signaled.
How did you know it was coming?
It signaled to you if you wanted to pitch it.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
If not, they'd give you another signal.
Okay. Yeah, he'd say fastball.
You
and say no.
It was your ball game.
Yeah.
The hell of the rest of them.
Yeah, yeah. The manager wouldn't ever.
No
wouldn't
way.
Dare
no,
tell
no
you
way.
What you
no.
Do.
It was your ball game.
Why do you think that changed? Why did
because you,
know? You
only pitched once.
Yeah.
Then you had four more days before you pitch again.
Yeah.
And why should you lose today
mm-hmm.
to sacrifice what you try to get back in 4 days from
yeah.
now?
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
But it's more scientific.
Oh, yeah. Hell, they call a pitch out, they call this, they call that.
Yeah, they know, what each batter might do or what he could do.
A good pitcher back in the 30s would be a good pitcher today.
Oh, I guess he would.
Yes.
He wouldn't have to crap on home plate.
None of this, it's just really... I'm amazed when I think of, when I even listen to the ball games and they, what they're doing. Yeah.
No,
But anyway, it's like with everything.
Yeah.
Right.
Everything.
What's next?
Everything's different. Yeah.
What's next?
Yeah.
That's right.
That's it's too bad.
Well, no.
Don't you think so?
I don't know.
I like the old.
Well, maybe it was.
Of course, I didn't live through that.
Yeah.
You guys did. And maybe, you've got a different perspective, I guess.
I think there's about three guys left up there.
Yeah. Yeah.
Three left up there. Of the whole works.
Cool.
Hmm?
That are alive?
Yeah, they're alive.
Yeah.
Three of us left.
Oh, no.
Of the whole works. Yep.
Well, you were one of the youngest ones on the team.
Oh, gosh.
That's for sure.
Kennedy, over here.
Left.
Myself.
Is he still
and Lightfoot, Redcliff. Charles Flash.
Where's Appling here?
Appling?
Yeah.
No, where's Luke, the old boy? There he is, right here.
Okay.
There's Luke. Sam Sad Jones right here.
Yeah.
Muddy Rule.
Yeah, that's
one of the greatest catchers around.
Yeah.
Neil Haas. Glenn Wright, the old shortstop from Pittsburgh. Marty Hopkins. Carl Fisher. Read them on down the line here.
Yeah, I was looking down there.
Who they are.
Where is
Benur?
Benur.
Here
you.
Right
there.
Big
button.
He's a banana peddler in New Orleans.
His father was
Let me tell you something.
Wasn't he a stone glove?
I'll tell you something.
Okay.
Zeke, I played with him in Dallas for 1 year in 1933. And his dad would send him a check every damn month to take care of his expenses. So Zeke could put his money in the bank. His old man was a banana peddler in New Orleans. A big wheel.
He had banana
millions. Oh, God, I'll tell you.
Well, see, that's because I always thought he got his name Banana from his last name was so like Banana, but it wasn't, huh?
No, his old banana. Man had millions for it.
Zeke got everything. His father had banana boats, and they'd
coming up
into the...
from South America.
Here is the old guy when he was with the Hawks.
You know, I should, yeah.
First year Waterloo. Better go for him, huh, boy?
You betcha. You betcha.
Running your hitters up for that.
I used to think I was a pretty good pitcher. That's pretty good.
We get our mother's help.
Well, I don't know. That's a headline.
Yeah.
Headline here. Missions win. Dallas opens 6-2 behind Les TG.
Yeah.
That's a pretty damn good headline, you know?
Yeah, you betcha. Yeah. See, that's what I'm looking for, something to open this article.
Sandra Kay's dad licks arthritis to hurl again.
There's Sandy.
Yeah, yeah.
You wouldn't know it today.
No. Sandra Kay's dad. That's good.
I've got to get this stuff on in the...
We're not going to do it this year. We're going to go to Texas, start playing golf.
You guys are taking off, aren't you?
Right, Monday morning. Well, I just got her a new golf bag.
Did you really?
Yep.
Oh, God.
Besides, she wore her old one out.
Well, that's what I like to do is golf. I just don't I can't get the damn time anymore. I think a person should just take the time.
Yeah,
just say to hell with it, everything else.
All right.
And just go golf.
We play golf every day all winter long.
Yeah.
Down in Texas. Because we live right on two golf courses. Beautiful. Rancho de Hill.
Yeah.
They are really beautiful.
Yeah. If you go out and do it for fun.
Yeah.
If you go out and worry about what you're...
There's Jimmy Dykes.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
The old manager.
Yeah.
One hell of a good guy. A smart baseball man, too.
Yeah. He went on to manage quite a few years, didn't he?
Yeah.
I mean, he...
He was a Connie Mack boy.
Yeah.
This is what they gave you when you went to the World Series.
I saw that. Yeah, I saw that the last time around.
American League.
That 1926, wasn't it?
You got a funnel?
This was St. Louis Cardinals. The Yankees.
Mm-hmm. Was it 26?
I don't know.
Or the same?
No, it must have been...
Because that was the year... 26. If that was the year, that's the year Grover Cleveland Alexander came in and struck out Lazeri to the fifth inning or eighth inning or something like that. He was supposed to be so overwrought from the night before.
No, that
you can't understand
that. That was.
It don't show much on there. You take a look.
It doesn't. Yeah. Now, isn't that some course? You know, they never plan. You know, when you make something like that, they don't think of putting the ear on it, you know. They forget it's just going to be that year.
Isn't that something?
You can tell by the lineup, maybe. Southworth, Hornsby, Bottomley, Bell, Athey, Trevenel, O'Farrell.
31.
Combs, Musial, Ruth, Gehrig, Lazeri, Koenig, Dugan.
32.
Severide for a catcher. I don't remember.
Hank Severide.
Pinnock.
Boy, there was a good catcher right
Plate,
there.
Plate, Shocker, and Reuther. Shocker was a pretty good pitcher, wasn't he, for the...
Oh, yeah. Severide was a tremendous catcher.
Was he?
Oh, yeah. Hank Severide. One of the better ones.
He's in St. Louis. Haynes, Ream, Rhyme? R-H-E-M. How did he pronounce it?
Rhyme.
He was a character, wasn't he?
Mm-hmm. Right-hand pitcher.
Alexander.
Yep. Grover.
Yeah. So it must be, this must have been... Yeah. Oh, yeah, here. 26. 1926.
Yeah. He was quite a boozer.
Oh, been there. Yeah. Well, here's some of that one. Umpires, O'Day and Clem. How'd you get along with the umpires?
Good.
Did you?
I never had much trouble.
Yeah.
if I bought them out, I'd file a direction the next day.
Yeah.
And, you know, you'd get a better deal the next time you fished when they were behind your plate.
Yeah.
A little psychology there.
You bet. Well, yeah, right. Once you realize they're the boss, you don't have
so many times, I'll tell you. They don't say anything about today at all.
No, they're awful.
Now, if you don't say anything, they say something, out you go.
Yeah, yeah.
Right. You have no choice.
Yeah,
Gary Groove.
Yeah, Bonnie, you're just going to have to sit down sometime next summer.
Musil?
Yeah.
Ruth? Gary? Nazari? Tony?
Joe Brown with the Waterloo.
Dugan?
Waterloo.
Sebride?
Waterloo Fan Club.
Yeah.
Joey Brown.
Now, that must have been before Dickie got there.
It was the old man.
Oh, yeah, Joey. Yeah.
With the big mouth.
Yeah.
He was quite a guy.
Yeah.
I knew him real well.
Now, did he have anything to do with the Pirates, or was it the son?
It was the son.
The son, yeah.
But well, I knew this guy real well.
Yeah.
Yep. Well, you got a picture of him when you were in spring training with
the son. Yeah.
They were making Earthworm Tractor.
Yeah.
And, with Joey Brown.
Mm-hmm.
And they had him out. They had all the... That's in that... I think it's in that book there.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Now, didn't Bing Crosby have something to do with the Pirates, too?
No.
No,
Bing was... Let's see, Bob Hope had Cleveland.
Cleveland.
Mm-hmm. They helped Bing Crosby, yeah.
Bing Crosby.
Yeah. Yeah.
Wasn't... I didn't know Bing Crosby had it.
Maybe he didn't.
Yeah, Bing did have one.
I thought he owned
part of one ball. Cleveland? No. Bob Hope had an interest in Cleveland.
Yeah, up until the 50s or so. Yeah.
When the heck did Bing Crosby have? He had somebody in there.
Yeah, it seems to me he did too. And for some reason, Pittsburgh rang a bell.
Hey, Pittsburgh. Could be.
It was Pittsburgh.
Yeah.
Hand me the old book.
Yeah.
Put it away.
Yeah.
That thing is it's just about had it.
Yeah.
Had a lot of years behind it.
Well, that's interesting.
Put your bottle in that sack.
I'd like to get that all this stuff put look at all this stuff. This,
yeah.
That whole thing is full of nothing but baseball.
It's all baseball.
I don't know. Maybe. Yeah. If you think it's too big of a job for you, maybe I'll I'd be happy to document it for you or put it all together for you. Because that looks like a big job.
Yeah.
And I would treat it with kid gloves.
One of these days, next week when I come home, we might decide to do something with it.
No.
Yeah.
Well, let me know. I'll be happy to help y'all.
To transfer the clippings
out.
Are pasted
and we'll do it.
Yeah.
On these,
next spring.
This old paper, you know, and it has to be transferred or it's going to...
The paper's getting brown.
Well, I've taken up so much of your time.
I'm
sorry, but
I've enjoyed you.
Yeah.
We've enjoyed it.
let me turn this down. Mm-hmm. If we're done.